This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, we got top stories of the day here on a Tuesday, on a Top Text Tuesday, by the way. So chime in. $20 gift certificate is up for grabs from Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. That's 888-530-0043. Jake Moody. That was really cool. Why was I rooting for the Bears? Mainly I needed some fantasy points, but didn't get them. Then I still found myself rooting for Jake Moody. He'd been on the Chicago Bears roster for about 5 hours, 6 hours, before kicking a lot of field goals and then kicking ultimately a 38-yard field goal as time expired to beat the Commanders. That's all I'm saying, man. It's... anybody can beat anybody right now, it feels like. And the Bears do it with a kicker who was on their practice squad, who they elevated like 5 seconds before the game, and they get the win. I don't know if you guys saw the Lions-Chiefs game, but Brian Branch at the end of that was fighting with people, and I don't know, he didn't go to shake Mahomes' hand, and apparently Mahomes was kind of talking trash to him during the game, and Branch is like, no, I'm not going to shake your hand. You're kind of mean. And then people didn't like, had issues with that. And then he struck, was it Juju Smith-Schuster? And then we had a little fight action going on. He's been suspended for one game without pay for unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm sure we'll get into that. Tua Tagovailoa, I don't care anymore because all of your stuff is driving me crazy. He is definitely the you don't get a take on it if you didn't play quarterback, which is so, so old. It's so frustrating. I get it. Players feel slighted by it, but do a better job of being a journalist player after you retire. That's non-existent. So that's been a thorn in my side, just watching Tua's press conferences. But then he comes out and he's basically saying, guys aren't showing up to player-only meetings. Why are they having player-only meetings? They're not showing up. They're showing up late. Basically just throwing the entire team under the bus. And Mike McDaniels was talking about that. And he said it was, okay, from the quarterback, it was about sending a message. He went into detail on it. He's like, you guys caught me before I heard them yesterday. I think regardless of intent and what was on Tua's mind after a loss, as the franchise quarterback, that's not the forum to displace that. I think he knows that. Now, I do honestly believe there was no ill intention, but you're talking about, I think, a misguided representation of player-orchestrated film sessions. The bottom line is no one's going to be happy, and people always are looking for reasons for failure to succeed, so you're trying to look for reasons that you can attribute to losses, and heavy is the crown of being a franchise quarterback. Mike McDaniel's on borrowed time, and he's got his quarterback up there saying guys aren't showing up for player-only meetings or showing up late, that there's just no organization right now. Well, who do you think is the main organizer of things? The head coach of this football team. So that one's getting a little crazy. We brought Tanner Schwent of Good Morning NoCo in here. You've been switching gears a lot, wearing a lot of different hats. You got some interesting radio coverage that you've been doing.
Yeah, we've been trying to cover just about everything. This story that you brought me in here today for was a nice little break from the serious stuff. I've been moderating a number of debates for the Greeley City Council races that are coming up. And this one was a fun getaway from some of the serious stuff, although it is a relatively serious thing. I don't know if you've seen anything about
this. I didn't see it. I heard you talking about it, and I basically summarized it in my brain to are refs subliminally fixing games for the Chiefs now? Is that kind of the gist of this story, this study?
It is. It was done down at UTEP, and it was Spencer Barnes, a PhD assistant professor of finance for UTEP. They went and analyzed more than 13,000 penalty calls from 2015 to 2023. And in doing so, researchers found that postseason officiating has disproportionately favored the Patrick Mahomes era Kansas City Chiefs, coinciding with their rise as one of the NFL's most marketable franchises. The study shows that during the playoffs, the opposing defenses of the Chiefs offense were significantly more likely to result in first downs, cover more yardage, and fall into subjective categories such as roughing the passer or pass interference. Importantly, these effects were absent for the Tom Brady era New England Patriots and other recent Super Bowl contenders, suggesting the phenomenon is unique to Kansas City's emergence as a television ratings powerhouse.
All right, so as soon as you start going into Chiefs and negative stuff, we get a sighting for the first time in a while. The arch nemesis of the show, Dixon, that is Flying Dutchman's music that we did. There we go. Not bad. You got there. Nice recovery. Dixon makes an appearance on the whole show. The arch nemesis of the program doesn't like this study at all.
I don't know why. They go on to explain this as saying that maybe the result of financial pressures on the league stemming from the sharp decline in TV viewership and ratings during the politically charged 2015 through 2017 seasons, just before Patrick Mahomes became the Chiefs' starting quarterback. So they're saying, hey, listen, the league needs more money generated. How do you do that? That's more eyeballs on the television. And those judgmental calls, those decisions made, the roughing the passer, the pass interference, disproportionately favored the Kansas City Chiefs offense in the playoffs.
So this is an actual study done. This isn't just fan
theory. This is done by a PhD, Spencer Barnes, down at UTEP.
So you buy it?
100%. Because I think it breaks down to just like, and I put it this way, it would be like, hey, Mike and I are both bidding for a construction project for UNC here. We are both good contractors. We both have same caliber contractors.
We both know in real life that's not true, but this is fantasy land.
Keep going.
I go in, I put the bid in, and my bid comes in higher than Micah's. Again, same quality contractor, but I've donated before to UNC. I'm an alumni. I've donated to the team, and they decide to go with me instead of with Mikey, even though Micah's bid was lower than my bid would have been because, hey, financially, we need to keep them in our good graces because Tanner donates a lot to the university. And it's just simply saying, like, listen, the Chiefs make the league money. It would benefit us all if the Chiefs continue to be in the playoffs, if they continue to advance in the playoffs, because viewership goes up as well as the revenue.
And now the Chiefs are at that point where you either love them or you love to hate them.
Yeah.
And that's good for ratings all around. So you're kind of almost kind of like the NBA, where they'll favor a superstar player. Right. Don't foul him out of the game. People are not paying to see Nikola Jokic sit on the bench or LeBron James.
I think it's just a confirmation of what we know. Like, I think that's all this is saying, hey, these officials know that what was the Russell Wilson story that wasn't collusion but was collusion?
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of that, of the NFL going, hey, you've got the Chiefs assignment this weekend, wink wink, nod nod. Like, I don't know.
Do you actually think those conversations are happening?
Yeah, I do. I personally
the collusion
do.
Thing was interesting because, or the not collusion, because we all kind of wondered if owners sat around and were like, you're going to pay that guy that much? Well, you're going to increase the market, man. Do us a solid. Don't do that. Well, that's kind of collusion, although it wasn't as obvious as that, I suppose, in these meetings. But this stuff is, I mean, the NFL knows, even with the what's his name? Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing, putting him on the halftime show.
Yeah.
They have us talking about it on October.
Right.
We're talking about the halftime show. So they're putting someone controversial in there so that we're talking about it.
And that's why I don't understand. Like, he doesn't
sing in English.
Yeah, he's got no English. That's the only controversy, is that, hey, I'm not going to be able to understand any of the music.
He basically told people in America to brush up to learn Spanish.
Don't tell me what to do. I was going to learn Spanish. Guess what? Now I'm not.
Get that Duolingo app fired up. I had no idea. I missed those comments along the way.
Dixon says, okay, crickets for 5 weeks, but now that they're back and scary again, here we go. I don't know if they're scary, but we'll see. If you are purposely going into a study with an agenda, you're going to find the data.
What the hell would UTEP have an agenda for? It's not like you're seeking this out.
This is now a national find, and people are looking at it.
Correct.
Go find the one that says it's not happening, I guess. I don't know.
And the point of this being, too, the point of this being, what they're trying to tie it back to is saying that, hey, when decisions are, snap decisions like this are made, subliminally, we agree to what's going to help us financially. Subconsciously, I suppose, we are going to side with what's going to help us financially.
Do you think there's like an actual meeting at some point with referees that are like, hey, you know, Chiefs are playing. If it looks like they're going to lose or they're struggling on the season and they need a big win, maybe you know, they wink at them or something. Do you think that's actually happening?
I know I'm getting into tinfoil hat, and I'm definitely not the dude down the hall when it comes to that. But listen, you know, if the TV viewership and the ratings during those seasons dropped, I mean, if revenue dropped during those seasons, you're building something, and then all of a sudden a 2-year drop because of something that one of your employees did in Colin Kaepernick, I'd be looking around saying, hey, who's going to be the new face of the league? Who's the new Tom Brady? You're watching Tom Brady walk out the door. You're watching Colin Kaepernick dominate every headline regarding politics and football. The NFL is looking like, who's our answer? What's our answer? And Patrick Mahomes got there first. And so, yeah, let's get another dynasty, air quotes, going. Let's get somebody.
Well, dynasties are good for business.
They are.
I mean, they are.
Because like you just said, you either love to love them or you love to hate them, and the Kansas City Chiefs emerged as that, and according to this study from UTEP, they got the benefit of a lot of calls. It's not a small sample size, man. I mean, 13,000 penalty calls.
And everybody already suspected. It became a joke around the league.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, Patrick Mahomes was barely tackled, and it's roughing the
passer. Any 50-50 call benefit, you know, just as fans watching it, not anti-Chiefs guys, just as fans, you watch it and go, every 50-50 call you know is going to benefit the Kansas City Chiefs. We've felt this way forever. This study came out and proved it.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, it was benefiting Tom Brady, even against the Chiefs, before the Chiefs kind of emerged, right?
See, and they said that the effects were absent of it.
I remember the hand to the face, like a graze against Tom Brady's helmet, and they called that.
Well, I wonder what year was that?
That was right before the Chiefs started winning.
That was like 18. Was that 70?
Yeah, something 18 maybe. That was the year before.
So Dixon can yell at me about this. I haven't gone year for year yet about where that was. And maybe you know, the majority of that happened after Tom Brady, you know, went into the NFC. I don't know. But like I said, 13,000 penalty calls that they reviewed for over 8 years. This is just postseason, by the way. I mentioned that earlier. But this is just for the playoffs. Officiating has disproportionately favored the Patrick Mahomes era Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. I don't know how far my brain's willing to go. Like, are they having a conversation? Is it like the NBA where they say, hey, if you're reffing a game with a superstar, we really would like them not to be fouled out of the game. We believe those conversations kind of happen.
Yeah.
Because it's like obvious when we talk about it and you hear commentators actually say nobody paid for tickets to see Joker not play in the fourth quarter of this game against the
right.
Pacers.
I think that they just finally said the quiet part out loud.
I just don't know if I'm... But then you see the collusion story, which the owners sit down in a room and actually do talk about, hey, you're giving that guy that kind of money? Well, that's going to screw us over. That actually happened.
Right.
We have proof of that. So I don't know. I have a hard time with the fixing, but it has happened, so... I mean, we had a ref in the NBA that actually got in trouble for it.
And at the end of the day, all the NFL cares about is their bottom dollar, is their pocket. So if the Chiefs were the reason they could get back and get, you know, making that money again, like, that's, I don't put anything past Well, they've got to be a $1 trillion operation at this point, the NFL. Like, I don't put anything past any of those people behind closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of that kind of stuff that you wonder about. And then when you see studies like this, it's fascinating. Dixon says, so, Tanner, somebody is telling the refs to favor the Chiefs, or they are, let's see, or they are doing it subconsciously. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you what the study says. The study just said that they disproportionately favored the Patrick Mahomes era Kansas City Chiefs. So was somebody telling them that, or was it, hey, wink, wink, nah, nah? I don't see a way where somebody didn't say something.
How does I always go back to this. How does that not get out? Like, if a ref is told...
You get a check with enough zeros on it.
You don't go home and tell the wife?
No.
You don't tell, you know, your best friend? Like, how does that not get out?
I mean, there's probably enough people where it could get out, but also you have so little people. I mean, you have a certain number of refs. You only have a certain number of refs. And they know, oh, if I get in trouble, that's my career. And every career I do, like what a lawyer in real life, that's on the line.
But it could just be
a referee, that's on the line.
It could just be one unit, like one officiating crew that you talk to about this and say, hey.
Or it could be one or two guys.
You know, you've got the Chiefs. And what I'd be curious about, now that I've got the investigative reporter hat on, what I'd be curious about was, when's the last time the official got a pay raise? Does that coincide when the revenue started coming back up? I don't know.
Texter from the 970 says, I think there is something serious with the NFL and the Chiefs. How can you go a full game not having a penalty? I agree with Tanner.
I didn't say anything. I'm just reading the report, Dixon.
But you do agree with this.
100%, yeah. No, it's been fixed for a long time.
I don't know. I don't know. Dixon, you already texted that one. Did you just copy and paste it and text it again?
Yeah. Come on, Dixon. You're going to win a top text Tuesday.
You can Google anything to make your case.
Sure, but
nowadays,
this is from a PhD. This is from a doctor, man. It's not like I was just on, like, hey, how do we screw the Chiefs.com?
Yeah.
Micah owns that domain.
Yeah, Michael.
So I have a couple of things, but the average salary for an NFL ref is $205,000 to $250,000. They typically renegotiate every 5 to 7 years. You get $30,000 to $50,000 for Super Bowl bonuses. Now, about the study.
That's how you do it, Brady.
Some of these peer review studies, like, we know they're corrupt. Like, some of them are really bad.
Sure.
What you really have to ask yourself is, do these scientists, do these people who are studying it, how do they benefit?
Yeah.
How does the people at Texas El Paso benefit?
Rick, the everyman, texting in, does the study show how many repeat officials are giving the preference pattern there?
That's a good question. I did not see that on the study that I had here.
Fascinating.
Because, again, 13,000 penalty calls, that had to be a number of different officiating crews, right? It had to be. Also, this one's just a lot of fun because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Like, it is what it is, and we're still going to love sports, and we're going to love football.
Yeah, we still watch, even though there are people like, you know, Derbs, that are 100% convinced, like, oh, the NFL's fixing games.
And I think this is how it would be done. I don't think it'd be like, hey, 3.5, you better make sure that, you know, whatever team covers it. I think it's going to be like 50-50 call. Maybe it's 51-49 the other way now. And you can take a little bit of heat for that bad call. Like, if you're going to do it,
well, we don't want to see Patrick Mahomes hurt. We don't want to see that guy get hurt.
Right.
So if guys are roughing him up, you know, make sure that stops.
Yeah. Hey,
They do that with every quarterback.
They especially do that with every star quarterback.
Now, they didn't do that with Cam Newton, but one, Cam Newton wasn't popular with the NFL heads. And two, Cam Newton was a beast of a man. He's not like Tom Brady, who, like, is breakable. Cam Newton's a tough dude.
So the penalties against opposing defenses of the Chiefs offense were significantly more likely to result in first downs, cover more yardage, and fall into subjective categories such as roughing the passer or pass interference.
Hmm. I mean, these are things we've talked about.
Yeah. And now we've got a PhD. Yeah. We got a doctor back.
We got a doctor. A football doctor.
Football
doctor.
Man, it's good to get under Dixon's skin again. That's fun.
Well, the Chiefs are getting better.
I think what this person did was, this person was like, this is a huge controversy amongst NFL fans. I would like to study it.
Yeah.
To me, that's what I'm looking at.
I think it's great.
Saying this person.
I'm focusing on the sports portion of the study. It's actually a really fascinating tie-in to what they were doing with this and saying, like, hey, when judges have to decide between a huge, like, the actual breakdown of the study is very fascinating, which we dove into a little bit this morning. But the sports side is fascinating, but the overall of this study is a lot of fun. So
yeah, it is. Listen, the NFL knows how to get people talking, how to get more eyeballs on them, and I don't think this study actually hurts the NFL.
No, I don't. No, it doesn't.
Now we're watching even more.
It hurts the Chiefs.
What do you think of? I don't think so. I mean,
no, in no way does it hurt the Chiefs.
If you love the Chiefs, this doesn't make you stop loving the Chiefs. If you hate the Chiefs, then this only furthers your point or your agenda, and then you're going to still watch the games watching for that now.
You're now, hopefully fans will finally start cheering against the Chiefs more.
Tanner,
just start yelling, fake dynasty, fake dynasty.
He broke into the studio this morning while I was doing my program and started yelling that at me.
He's very passionate. What do you make of the Bad Bunny thing? Because you know me, I'm anti-halftime anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting choice. Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Michael?
Because
you looked that up.
Because like if that was Miami, like that would make sense. Apparently, there's a big controversy saying that you need to be a U.S. citizen.
He is, but
it's in Levi Stadium.
Is that San Fran?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's San Fran.
Yeah.
Did you hear Jason Kelsey's comments?
Uh-uh.
If Bad Bunny is a bad fit for the Super Bowl, then maybe the people making these comments are a bad fit for America's future. Because they want to understand what the song is?
Stop opening your mouth.
Can I just say,
stop doing that.
I don't even know what Bad Bunny is.
He is one of the most, and I get it, and this is a bit, and I'm going to sound like Micah for a second, but I'm tired of trying to grow the game. I'm tired of the London games. I'm tired of the let's have somebody who doesn't sing in English. Bad Bunny was great in Happy Gilmore 2. He's actually hilarious. He was on Saturday Night Live. I don't mind Bad Bunny. He doesn't sing in English. Well, last time I checked, the primary demographic of who's watching the Super Bowl speaks English. So it doesn't make any sense. So because I want it tailored to the majority of people watching instead of the minority, I'm not the right future. Oh,
I'm
Jason
telling you,
Kelsey,
they need
dude.
To call me because I would make halftime great again. Jousting.
You see, you just got canceled for what you just said.
Jousting.
Yeah, I'd be in on that.
Celebrity jousting.
Yeah.
Put them on a horse, have them joust.
Yeah.
Gladiator.
Yeah, also, but like, what is the one genre of music that I think almost everybody can be, even if it's not their favorite? Micah's all into the
Taylor Swift
rock.
Stuff,
classic
probably.
Classic rock, you got to bring it back.
You've got to bring
what about,
it.
Like,
classic
Taylor
rock.
Swift?
I wouldn't even mind Taylor Swift. I truly would.
I don't know why that hasn't happened.
You got to bring it back to classic rock because that feeds every generation.
Have they tried to do the Taylor Swift thing?
I don't
probably
know.
Too expensive.
I don't think.
Well,
that.
They don't pay, right? They don't pay
them.
Yeah,
and she damn sure doesn't need the...
So they get the once they're on, everybody's downloading their stuff, and they get money that way, right?
Oh, like Apple Music has had up, since the announcement, because it is the Apple Music halftime show, right?
I don't know.
They have had up Bad Bunny's Road to Halftime, and it's all of his essentials and all of these things. And I'm like, why? They've got an AFC team playlist. Well, we got to find the Broncos playlist, Micah. We got to get that loaded up. I like having the halftime entertainment because I definitely am the oldest young man in Weld County, and if I don't like it, I love to bitch about it, and so I like having it. But like it just that is such a stupid freaking statement from Jason Kelsey. It's unbelievable.
We all have every year, regardless of who it is.
Oh yeah,
everybody has a take on the halftime show. Stop with the. Yeah. Yes, there are people that are like, you need to be American, and then they don't do their research. Okay, those the people that are kind of like, I don't want to learn Spanish to understand this music. I don't know.
That's where
this is why I just maintain. Halftime is dumb.
I love Rihanna. I love Riri. Love her music. Umbrella, all of it, and I said that was a terrible halftime show.
Yeah,
and I got called racist, and I'm like, you're joking,
dude. My favorite band could perform at halftime, and it would suck. It would not be good.
I like it. I'm all about the spectacle. I'm all about that stuff. But just tell me how that makes any sense.
405 says I definitely watch Bad Bunny joust Taylor Swift. See, this is
that
the
text
idea.
You might be onto something.
Jousting or
that
like
time is for pooping.
Is that a top text Tuesday consideration?
That's a top text Tuesday consideration. 405. Make sure we have a way to. I mean, that's probably pretty good.
I saw they just subscribed to the text line there.
Faith is pretty good. That was a pretty good one, really. Rick the Everyman, I thought. Thought-provoking, too. It doesn't have to be funny.
Yep.
Could be thought-provoking.
Yep.
Just no Nicola Joppa drops is what we ask on the show here. 30 minutes after the hour. Tanner, thank you for that.
Hey, you don't want to... Never mind.
What are you... So when do you? When are we? When can we hear these debates?
Yeah, these debates are going to start airing on next Monday at 5 o'clock. It's a commercial-free 1 hour. It's a little like I've never moderated debates before, and it is a sprint and a marathon for 59 minutes and 50 seconds. It got a little feisty on the first one, I'll be honest with you guys, but we're asking the questions that should be asked of the city council candidates here in Greeley, and obviously the big thing with Cascadia... Everybody wants to talk about that, but there's a lot more going on in the city as well. So Monday, 5 o'clock, thanks to Oak and Maple. If you haven't got down there, they're really good, too. Old Fashions with a piece of waffle on it. And thanks to United Way of Weld County for helping bring this to us.
All right, Tanner, great work as always, my friend.
Appreciate it, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon. 12:31 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Brian Gary. Tanner Schwintz. Good Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour, on the rocks liquor, we got our beverage of the week. It's the High Hops Brewery Blueberry Wheat, brewed in Windsor. It's a refreshing wheat ale with just the right amount of blueberry that tastes great after a Broncos win. Speaking of the Broncos, Michael, they have the new Bronco blends from Breckenridge Distillery. They're limited, so you got to get yours today. Get into On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by Chevron. Faith says we could have a Bad Bunny and Tanner tortilla slap challenge. You could do the slap challenges now. You could do that at halftime. You know my take on halftime. I don't enjoy the halftime show. I love music. I don't love all music. I'm in a box when it comes to music. But even I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They performed at halftime once. It wasn't good, and I don't care to see it.
Yeah, honestly, as I said earlier, halftime is for pooping. I haven't watched a halftime since, like, I think Super Bowl 36, maybe.
Yeah, it's just strange.
They're not fun.
They're not fun.
They're not like good. For pop music they're trying and stuff, to. I don't care about any of
it. Yeah, and some of these, if you have a little kid or you're watching it with your parents or your grandparents or whatever, and it's kind of awkward.
Turn away, Billy.
Sometimes the dancers are pretty seductive and stuff. So it's like, if I have to feel slightly uncomfortable throughout a halftime performance, like, I would not want my in-laws to go to a concert with me, because they know my music would not work for them. So I would not want, I would not make that happen. And when I watch these halftime shows, I'm like, I'm kind of uncomfortable. Cover your eyes. Dixon did not like that study that Tanner brought up. Brady saw the results of a study by renowned doctor, Dr. Seuss, which showed the Broncos is only beating two decent teams in the last 2 years and that they struggle disproportionately against the teams that suck, like the Jets.
He's just upset that science has proven that once again, the Chiefs are getting help.
Well, and I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to apologize for the Broncos' win against the Jets. Are they perfect right now? No. This offense has... I do have some concerns there. I want to see more J.K. Dobbins. Why is Jaleel McLaughlin suddenly getting his first action on a very important screenplay they go with when R.J. Harvey has been the guy? Why aren't they utilizing Evan Ingram more and J.K. Dobbins more and R.J. Harvey more? Are they trying to preserve those guys because of injuries? That's my theory. That we're not going to see a real breakout from those two dudes specifically until like week 8. I think he's holding both back, wanting to keep J.K. Dobbins as fresh as possible so that he's there at the end of the season and he's there for a playoff run. Same with Evan Ingram. Both guys have a pretty interesting injury history list, and that's the only thing my brain can come up with, because why else would you not? Why is Sean Payton trying to get gimmicky? Why is Adam Prentice getting a fullback dive on a third down? Why is Jaleel McLaughlin, who we haven't really seen all year, suddenly in on an important third down and they go with a screen pass to him? I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. But I'm not going to apologize for it. Dude, the Eagles lost to the Giants on Thursday Night Football. The Chargers barely beat the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are a train wreck. You got your quarterback calling the entire team out, and the Chargers barely beat them. You got Cowboys lost to the Panthers. I think the Cowboys are a little bit better. Now suddenly, okay, they lost to the Panthers. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff that happens every single week. Bills lost to the Falcons, 24-14. So winning is the number one priority. Not how you do it, just that you do it.
Not the fact that you get help from the referees, the fact that you get a W.
Okay.
Dixon.
I am excited to see what this matchup between the Giants look like, because suddenly the Giants look like an okay football team. And Cam Scadabo, who I don't know is going to make it long in the NFL, Mike. He runs...
The way he runs?
He's a battering ram. And that guy... I love the fight. And how can you not like that heart? He's got the heart of a champion. And he is going to go 100%. And that's probably going to get him a contract. Like a second contract. But I don't know, Mike. That guy, it's like Peyton Hillis. I think he's going to be good for a couple years. Maybe it won't get him a contract. I don't know, because NFL executives are looking at the same thing. Like, how long can that last?
I don't think we're ever going to have another Jerome Bettis or Mike Allstott in the NFL. Like, Mm-mm. No one's going to have that longer-term bully running back career.
I don't think so. It's just, we just aren't going to. Like, Cam is undersized. Like, he's a short dude. For him to actually compete in the NFL, he has to run like that. He has to do those things. I did want to see him drafted by the Broncos, though. I would have taken 4 years of that over what we're seeing with R.J. Harvey. Sean Payton, I was reading the Denver Post this morning from Troy Rank and Sean Keeler. They do their little back-and-forth thing, which is really interesting. Troy Rank was like, he referenced Sean Payton again. Like, okay, he is an offensive mastermind. Have you seen anything from Sean Payton over the last two and a half seasons, that would tell you that he's a mastermind? I think we throw that around pretty loosely. I mean, maybe he had that with the Saints, but like, I need to see really creative stuff before we start saying mastermind. And I'm not seeing that with Sean. I think he gets in his own way.
I'll agree. That take from Rank was kind of stinks.
Interesting. Okay. Aaron says, I agree. The halftime show is for everybody but actual fans of the sport. Right. Yes. And then when you complain about it,
commercials.
It's like, dude, we're not anti-music. We're not anti-Taylor Swift or Bad Bunny. Or
we want to watch football.
We just, well, and you have to have halftime, but why does it need to be so long?
Everyone has to poop.
I want to see the best game as possible. That's what I want to see. 42 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's take a short break. Shall we get the latest on the local sports flash?
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
You don't like that? That's good. That's a good
not
tune.
Too fast.
It's good. I like it. Dixon is really digging his teeth in on this one. Dr. Seuss also says the data shows the Broncos could be in trouble against the Giants. Not as easy as you think. No, I'm not saying it's easy. I thought it was easy to start the season. Giants have a good defense. And your defense basically has to keep the Giants to what? under 20. The way we're seeing this offense play at this point, and they can do it, but once they made the switch at quarterback, and but they did lose to the Saints in between their Eagles win and their Chargers win, but those are two significant wins for the Giants. But this isn't going to be as easy as we thought. You know, Jackson Dart against the Eagles, 195 yards, touchdown, didn't throw an interception, not turning the ball over. And they've been running the ball really well.
Threw some real darts in that game.
Aaron, I would also like to see the ratings of a Super Bowl with and without a halftime performance to see if it does really add extra viewership. It does. I mean, it does.
It brings in all those annoying people that we don't want to watch the game with.
Well, and there are a lot of people that do. Like, even Tanner's one of those guys who's like, I can enjoy the halftime show if it's somebody that I kind of like. I'm just completely opposed to it, and I think I'm in the minority on that. Maybe
I'm totally opposed to it.
Yeah, I want
football.
But you're
football
gonna,
and
well,
food.
You're going to make money, and that's just you got more ad space to sell. So you're going to make money doing that. 48 minutes after the hour, let's talk about this Broncos defense. We got buy or sell coming up. I got some big buy or sells for you coming up in the final hour of the program. It's Top Text Tuesday. You got an hour to get them in, and I got a $20 gift certificate to Diamond Valley Collectibles. Dude, get yourself a pack of cards. You could pull a big time card out of that deal.
Like an NFL ref.
We'll be right back.
Here, college football, the NFL, and the Broncos. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, that's my hero, kind of. Ryan's going to be creeped out at that. But hey, you want to find somebody that can really help you navigate through the strange world of insurance? That's Ryan Hicks. That's the folks at Renaissance Insurance Group. They're a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence, but also extensive national resources. They have a passion to come up with great insurance plans for you. And they'll be honest. They'll sit down with you and say, hey, actually what you're on might be something worth sticking out right now, or just take you through what it would look like to make that switch. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs, but also farming operations. And that's huge, obviously, around our area. That's Renaissance Insurance. Check them out online at team-rig.com or call 970-674-8825. That's 674-8825. 674-8825. Yes, Mike.
You paused. I was going to say Lonnie called in. He didn't have enough time to make a comment.
He said halftime show sucks.
He did tell me Super Bowl halftimes are useless and halftime shows in general are useless.
I don't mind the commercials. Is that weird? Because we're going to have commercials anyway. So might as well give me something to watch out for.
Well, the commercials are fun, but like the problem is, a lot of times I just care more about the football.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but you're going to have commercials anyway. So,
but then you have those people who talk during the game and then want to be quiet during the commercials, and I'm like, no, be quiet.
Yeah,
get your conversations out of football.
I get you. I hear you. I don't go to Super Bowl parties for that reason alone. 12:55 the time. Buy or sell coming up. And we haven't really talked about CSU much. We will after a huge win over Fresno State. I mean, it's huge. How huge? I guess it depends on how you follow it up. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.